Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 26th through July 6th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
This summer, the world's best tennis players are coming back to Cincinnati. The Cincinnati Open returns August 8th through the 23rd. Bigger than ever, with new fan spaces, incredible food, drinks, and entertainment all in one place. Voted Tournament of the Year by the players themselves. Community Weekend starts August 8th. Finals weekend, August 22nd and 23rd. Get your tickets now at CincinnatiOpen.com.
Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find a full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
Hello, I'm Baylen Leonard. Welcome back to another edition of the Country Music Talk podcast. This is where you get to hear all the biggest names in country music talking about their lives and their careers and sharing stories from Music City and beyond. My guest on this episode of the podcast is one of Canada's hottest country music exports. She's won ACM Awards, Canadian Country Music Association Awards, and a Juno Award for Country Album of the Year in 2021. Her album Lemonade Stand from 2020 really helped break her into the mainstream, and her song Somebody's Daughter is still one that we absolutely love to play on Absolute Radio Country. She's opened up for Little Big Town and Miranda Lambert, and just recently she performed a mega successful main stage set here in the UK at the C2C Festival in March. It was amazing. She owned the stage. I'm talking about Tennille Towns. Now, we were supposed to catch up for an interview when she was over in the UK for C2C, but it didn't happen for a variety of reasons. You know, scheduling, and there was a million shows. I was there. She was the other place. It was all over. So we decided to catch up now that she's back in Nashville and look back on an amazing weekend and her UK tour that's coming up later this year. So it was great catching up with Tennille. Her passion, her energy and honesty in her songwriting and in the interview is so incredible. I hope you enjoy our chat. This is Tennille Towns.
This is the Country Music Talk podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
It's Absolute Radio Country. I'm Baylen Leonard. I'm so excited to chat with Tennille Towns. Welcome to the show, Tennille.
Well,
again, welcome
you.
Back.
Oh, I'm so glad to be back. It's so great to chat with you.
So you were over for C2C, obviously, but there was a lot going on at C2C, and so we thought it'd be nice to catch up with you now and reflect on it a little bit.
Oh, I had the best time. I just loved it so much. I was so blown away. That was my first time doing C2C Festival, and I was blown away. It was amazing.
What a way to do it as well, on the main stage, Tennille. It was, you know, I've said, and I think I said this to you afterwards, but I've been saying it since to anybody who'll listen. Obviously, I've seen you perform in loads of different scenarios and loads of different situations, but I had never seen you on a stage like that, you know, with 20,000 people, and you absolutely owned it, Tennille. You owned it. It was like you were born to do that. How did it feel for you?
Thank you for saying that. That really means a lot. It was a magical night. Anytime I've had any experience in London, it's been like one of my favorite things, but I really mean it. I think that C2C show is one of my favorite shows that we've ever done. And as we got the news of getting to play main stage, which was kind of a late addition to it all, and I got to bring my band, and that was our first time playing with a band over there, and it was so much fun. I can't even put into words how much just love I felt in the room standing up there, you know, seeing everybody singing, and early in the evening kicking off the party with us like that. That just, it really meant the world. I had the best time. There was a lot going on that day, and like there was a delay of the trucks getting over with the gear with some kind of ferry mishap.
Ashley McBride was telling us about that. Yeah.
Yeah. And like we didn't end up getting our sound check, and like normal things of the day just were like a little off. And I honestly think that was such a cool part of the recipe of the day. It was like our adrenaline was all extra high, and like yes. We were like, how's this gonna go? And like the magic of being on our toes like that was just, oh, it was so awesome. I loved it.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely added a different energy to both you guys and, you know, because word filtered out to the crowd as well that you guys didn't have your instruments, there was a delay, you know, this whole thing was happening. And I think it just kind of raised everybody's energy level a little bit, because everybody likes to be a part of something that's not exactly going to plan, you know what I mean?
Yes, like the unexpected, the sort of spontaneous, like yeah. You can't replicate that. There's something about, you know, when a show's comfortable and everything goes normal, that's great, but there's not this like extra level of, I don't know, magic in a way. So I really felt that magic that night. I was like, I felt alive. It was awesome.
well, magic is exactly what it was. And you've got a lot going on. I mean, you've got this new EP that's on the way, Masquerades, which is coming out in April. And you're coming back to the UK as well in October, which we already know about. And this is great because obviously we've talked before during the lockdown in the past 2 years about how, you know, things are stop start and you've been wanting to get back over. And now, you know, you played main stage at C2C and now you've already announced that you're coming back to do your own tour. You're going to be in Bristol, London and Manchester. This is kicks off on the 18th of October. So I guess it's just like the natural progression of things now that everything's back, right? How long have you had this tour in your diary for?
Honestly, I have been dreaming of this tour since we were like coming to London from Amsterdam when the whole world got shut down and we ended up taking a flight back. And so as we were flying back, it was like, okay, do you think we'll be able to do this like in a couple of months? Like we were like, when can we plan this tour now? And so it's been in the works for a very long time, but I could not be more excited to come back and do that. The very first headlining show that I ever did was in London. And, you know, from there, we've had the chance to do a few here in the States. We did our Canadian run at the end of last year. And gosh, my heart is so excited to come and do our very first UK headlining tour over there.
And you're bringing the band back as well.
We're bringing the band back for part of it. Yes. It's going to be a really cool time. So the way that you guys listen to music is so special and unique and awesome. And I think that tour is very much going to be the highlight of the year. I can't wait to get there.
Well, we can't wait either. I want to talk about the slow burn a little bit of your career, because certainly in the UK, I mean, because we just talked there about how you've played the UK many times, but at C2C, it was the first time you brought your band and you had a full band, and now you're coming back with your band. We've known each other for years now, and certainly from a UK perspective, while you've been a constant voice here and the audience has been growing and you're you know, loved here and clearly have a fan base here, it's also been a while in the making as well. Have you felt that? Like, is that kind of how your career as a whole has been? Is it specific to the UK?
Oh, I think it's definitely as a whole. From the beginning of starting to share the Living Room Work Tapes to putting out the first song off the Lemonade Stand, like everything has been a process and has like continued to grow, but maybe not at like a skyrocketing pace by any means. And honestly, I feel grateful for that. The heroes of mine, you know, whose careers I look up to is people who were around a really long time. And I plan on hopefully still walking on stages when I'm 70 or 80. So it's like, I just am grateful for whatever the process looks like to get there.
It's Absolute Radio Country. I'm Baylen Leonard. Our special guest today is Tenille Townes. We're chatting and we're just having a good old time catching up after her barnstorming performance at C2C. Masquerades is the new EP. Now, this EP situation, the last time that you had an EP, it was kind of leading up to an album with Lemonade Stand. But I also know that artists and the way that music works nowadays, you don't have to put out a full album. You don't have to put out an EP. You can release singles. Like, what's the story behind Masquerades?
Well, it is very much an interesting climate of sharing music where it feels like people are just sharing more in general. It's like, here's the song I just wrote and I'm sharing it now. And part of me loves that because it means we're sharing more songs in general. And that means that hopefully when we get to hang out at a show, there'll be more songs that we can sing at the top of our lungs together.
Yes.
And then also, though, there's still a part of me that loves the thematic experience of listening to a body of work together. So I'm doing my best to kind of blend those things. And starting with Masquerades, you know, these songs very much come from the season of the past couple of years. I love to be the storyteller, the observer songwriter, but I could not help the way that these songs were coming from a more vulnerable and personal place this time. And there's a line in a song called Villain in Me that says, sometimes I wear like a mask, it's easier that way. And that's where the sort of anchor of Masquerades really kind of jumped off from. And, you know, posting a video of that song and hearing from people going, this is my truth, I feel this story too. It's like, okay, wow, I want to share more of these kind of songs. So that's this sort of theme of Masquerades. And I'm definitely like looking ahead to the next horizon of the next collection of music, which is a living, breathing thing. There's a few songs already done for that and ready to go. And then I'm still writing and kind of adding to that window of the world that I'm looking out of right now. So I just want to be more like, let me just share this in the moment that I'm creating it. So that's where we're at with Masquerades. And I'm really looking forward to where we're heading next, too.
And When's It Gonna Happen is a song that we talked about before when it came out, about how, you know, it was kind of a more vulnerable side to you or something, you know, letting people into kind of the inner thoughts that you have about yourself, but also finding that is something that so many people can relate to as well. Isn't it funny that when you actually kind of dig down into yourself, you find this like real common bond actually with
it's fascinating
everybody
to me.
Else.
And yes, and awesome, because it's true. I think we all have those sort of things. It's like, oh, I feel like, I don't know, alone in this, or I feel like the only person who feels this way. And that's the furthest thing from true, because I think at some point or another, we all feel that. So it's been so encouraging to me hearing people say these, you know, especially with that song. It's like, that one is my anthem. I feel the same. I'm like, thank God that we're standing together in this. It makes it so much better.
Well, yeah, some of the things that make you feel the most lonely, actually, when you speak them out loud, make you realize that you're not alone. And I think that that's a lovely thing. And to be able to do that through music is really a great thing. So Masquerades, the EP, it's out on the 22nd of April. Tennille returns to the UK on the 18th of October, plays Bristol, London, and Manchester. Will you come in and see us when you're back, Tennille?
Yes, I cannot wait to come back and see you guys and just be together again. My heart is so ready to come back for this tour in October. I'm looking forward to it so much.
Well, we cannot wait, and no doubt we'll have loads of new stuff to catch up when you come back. Thanks for taking the time to chat with us, Tennille, and thanks for the songs.
Hanging. So good to get to catch up with you and sending a whole bunch of love, you guys.
The Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
An in-depth look behind the scenes at the world of country music.
Well, there you go. The full unedited interview with Tennille Towns from my show on Absolute Radio Country. Always so great to catch up with Tennille. Thank you for listening to the podcast. I appreciate it. And if you liked it, please leave us a review and 5 stars. It really does help other country music fans find us. Oh, and make sure to tell your friends too about Absolute Radio Country. We're right there on your digital radio, on the Absolute Radio app, and on your smart speaker right across the UK. Just tell it to play Absolute Radio Country. And if you're listening around the world, we'll have more interviews coming soon, so thank you for listening. I'll see you next time. But until then, keep it country.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.